Carly Lloyd joining us here ahead of the United States coming to Houston here this Sunday. They'll play Thursday in Frisco. But Sunday they'll be here down at BBVA Compass Stadium. Get out and get your tickets. United States women's national team taking on Russia. Russia's going to the Euros. So this should be a very, very interesting Sunday. You know, Landon Donovan came out and made a comparison. He said in regards to Kristen Pulisic of the U.S. national team in Dortmund, and I know you might have heard this, he said, there was no way I was as mature as this guy is as a teenager. And I kind of thought about your situation and sort of Mallory Pugh when she joined the national team at 17. How would you have compared a 17-year-old Carly Lloyd to a 17-year-old Mallory Pugh in the category of just maturity-wise?
You know, I was totally different. I've done a complete 360, so it'd be hard for me to compare my old self to other players. I think I was a late bloomer. I think that I had to make a lot of changes. Those changes didn't come until, you know, after I was cut from the under-21 national team and then was introduced to my trainer, James Galanis. He taught me the importance of being a professional, of, you know, stretching, hydrating, never switching off, you know, constantly bringing your effort, 100% effort, 100% of the time. And, you know, if I had to go back in time, I'd be a much fitter player. I would eat better. I would work a lot harder. And, you know, I think my character needed some changing as well. So, you know, that was my journey. Mallory Pugh's journey is obviously different. You know, she's come in, she's done well. She is continuing to evolve. She's been a part of the youth system. She's played in major tournaments. So she, you know, came in ready. For me, it was a different journey. You know, and there's not to say that one is better than the other. I think if you continuously go upward into your improving and into your play, that's a sign of progress, you know. But if you're up and down all over the map, you know, some days you're good, some days you're bad, you know, I'd rather see kind of a gradual improvement over the years versus somebody who's kind of come on and just kind of then, you know, not done well. You know, Christian, he could go on to become, in my opinion, I think one of the greatest all-time USA players ever, you know, if he continues this. No other player has the skill that he has at that age, and he's done well. So I wish him all the best.
Carly, I want to take you back to James Galanis because, you know, we all have people at some moment in our life might be the trigger point or the tipping point to getting us to look and realize things differently. Out of all the coaches you had, what was it about him that jumped out that obviously got through to you about all these areas of your game that you've, you know, so well documented?
Yeah, well, I think you need to have somebody who delivers something a certain way, but not only delivers it, who can back it up with, you know, the training and the philosophy and kind of the bigger picture of what he sees. Immediately after speaking with him, after my first evaluation with James, it was as if, you know, I've been waiting for someone like him my entire life, someone to help navigate me through everything, through life challenges on the field, to off the field moments, to dealing with media, just everything. And there was just something about him and the way that he talked to me. He told me things that no coach had ever told me before. You know, everybody praised me. They praised my play. But James, actually didn't really tell me what I was good at. He told me what I needed to work on and what I wasn't good at.
So maybe he told you,
but I was willing to work,
Carly,
work towards it.
Carly, just to cut in, did he maybe tell you some things maybe that you didn't want to hear that other people might have been afraid to tell you?
I think so. I think that, you know, I was a typical kid who didn't deal well with criticism. I think coaches wanted to win, and if that meant maybe not being as tough on me as they needed to be, they would still get a good 80% Carly, which was better than most people's 100%. And I think in the end, you know, what that attitude and kind of that approach didn't really do me any favors. So there were things that were hard to hear from James, but I took them with a grain of salt, and you know, I was ready to get to work and ready to start changing things and turning my weaknesses into strengths.
Fascinating. All right, two quick questions on the U.S. First off, this roster that Jill's put together here for the Russia series, these two games, these two matches, what jumps out to you about the roster?
Well, obviously the roster, you know, we're missing some pretty key players due to injuries. Obviously, getting them healthy is the first and foremost thing. We've got some young players, some players who, you know, are half my age, who haven't been in with the team at all. But it's good. You know, it's good to bring in new faces. It's good to bring in some younger players so they can adapt and they can come in and see what the environment's like and go back and improve and get better. So it's great to see some of these new faces, and I know that over the next couple of years they'll continuously be some new players, because that's sort of the transition we're into right now.
She believes, Cup, the two losses, all of a sudden everybody's in a state of panic here, but did people miss the fact that a lot of young players and new players would be given opportunity in this tournament, and that to a degree this was looking out into the future?
Yeah, you know, I can remember times where we've obviously struggled and we've trying, you know, trying different things. We're experimenting with different formations, different personnel. You know, I think what everyone has to realize is it's not the end of the world. While we all want to win and do well, the bigger picture is 2019, and we do have time. We have time to hone in on things that we want to get better at. Figure that out, but it's ebbs and flows. You know, everybody has them individually, collectively as a team we have them, and you just have to trust the process and you know, move on and look into the future and the next task at hand, which are these two Russia games.
Carly, as always, thank you very much for coming on the program. We appreciate all the insight, and it was very interesting insight. For sure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Carly Lloyd in action for the U.S. Women's National Team Thursday night against Russia, Sunday night here in Houston. Make sure you get your tickets. Get out to that one. Support the U.S. Women's National Team.